Join us for HeadGum Happy Hour, a monthly stand-up comedy show featuring the talents of HeadGum staff and beloved...
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stand-ups who were available that night. HeadGum Happy Hour is recorded live and dutifully preserved for historical posterity and your listening pleasure. Subscribe to HeadGum Happy Hour wherever you listen to podcasts or watch the video version on HeadGum's YouTube. And if you're in L.A., come see the next one live on November 3rd. Tickets available at HeadGum.com/live. Enjoy!
This is a HeadGum Original.
Thank you all for coming. We're so excited to have you. Are you also excited like we are? All right. Without further ado, the very funny people I work with, Amir, Jeff, and Danny.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Thank you guys so much for coming. Is this on? Do you think this is on? I think it's on.
Can you turn up a little
bit? Anya?
Yeah.
On?
Double jabs at once. She's right. Anya made dinner for everybody and then is also in charge of the microphones. It's too much. She's spread too thin. Now I can hear myself. Hell yeah.
Yes,
how's everybody doing?
Sir.
Yes,
sir.
Thanks for arriving. Hard to do that in Los Angeles, so we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Where did everybody park? Because I'm afraid I might get towed.
Don't ask like mundane shit.
Yeah, I'm just making small talk. We have to kill 45 minutes.
Four comics bailed.
They all said no thanks at the end of the day. No, what did you guys want to discuss? I'm sorry. I co-opted the conversation way too early.
No, this is fine. I feel like this is the three most random people in... We look like fucking Power Rangers.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's always like the most ambiguous, like, it's the black dude, you know, it's the fucking random.
Which one am I?
You give like real blue ranger energies.
That means Jewish, but I appreciate it.
Star David on your chest.
You give off blue ranger energy.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
The flag of my forefather.
Well, the theme tonight is high school.
Back to school.
Back to school.
The theme tonight is high school.
Yeah.
My specific high school, you know.
Go Preppers.
I guess. That's was the name of your mascot?
Let's not talk about it.
Preppers.
I did see that John Marshall over here in Los Feliz, their mascot is the Barristers.
Interesting.
Which might be worse.
Than Preppers?
Preppers?
Preppers is nothing. Barristers is at least something. There's not a thing called a prepper.
I don't like being in the middle of this.
All right, let's switch it up.
I end up in the middle again. This is fucked. I was a piece of shit in high school, yeah. No, I really thought highly of myself. When I was a freshman, they used to bring like speakers to my high school and to like inspire us to go into different fields. One of them was like the GM of the Cavs. I'm from Cleveland.
Kobe Altman?
What's that?
Kobe Altman?
It was before David Griffin, whoever that guy was, Adam Smith or something. He didn't do well with the team, but he did come to speak to us, and he was like, all right, well, let's do two more questions. I've been raising my hand the whole time. My question had something to do with, like, the core was, like, Tristan Thompson, Kyrie Irving at the time.
The core.
You weren't doing well.
A red velvet jacket and smoking a cob.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
One but question,
I
yeah.
I had a basketball-related question, and okay. They were like, two questions, you and then you, and pointed at me second. First guy asks the question I was going to ask. They're like, all right, and you? And I was like, And I should have just said that was my question and given it to someone else. Instead, I was like, What do you think of the name change from New Orleans Hornets to New Orleans Pelicans? And he was like, "Yeah, I work for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't really have an opinion on that." Bell rings, school starts, just everybody's like, because other people wanted to ask questions. So that was what I was like in high school, Danny.
That's tight. Didn't you like smoke like tobacco like out of a pipe?
I also smoked pipe tobacco in my garage.
Out of a pipe.
Let's talk about anything else than me smoking pipe tobacco.
You look good, man.
Thanks. Yeah, I really needed to fucking hear that.
I can't tell if you're losing weight or just buying bigger clothes. Danny loved it.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is this dude?
Yeah. It looks like you're an after picture, but you just might be wearing an XXL.
What were you guys like in high school?
Popular, dog.
No, Jewish,
sure.
Man.
No, me too.
Sure.
I was mad popular, bro. I really had a great adolescence. I don't know.
Yeah, that's awesome. Played football and yeah.
Yeah, I was in shape. You
yeah,
know,
that's
shit.
Awesome. Oh, for sure. Same, sorry. Same, same.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, flag football, but
yeah.
Middle school, but yeah. I was in 12th grade. They were in 7th. I was playing flag football.
You moonlighted as a parking enforcement officer, right?
And sunlighted.
Did you really, bro?
No, of course not. Don't believe anything he says.
Gleefully handing out $71, $281.
Some random young police
officer. Yeah, most
officers.
People work at like a summer camp.
Yeah, I was a tutor.
All right, I have a question.
If you're right to change the subject.
Yeah.
Okay.
If there's one famous person that you could bully in high school, like you like, knew them in high school.
Physically?
Yeah, or mentally.
Okay. Who is the oldest Backstreet Boy?
Ooh.
AJ?
Do y'all know? Do y'all anybody here know? Kevin?
Kevin.
Nah, Kevin could kick my ass. Who was the other one? Howie. I would outwit Howie.
That's nice.
I really would.
Just ruin
Ask
his
me
future
Howie.
Career.
Nice.
Thank you.
What about you?
I don't know. It's just because you were talking about boy bands, but Taylor Hanson? He's smaller than the Backstreet Boys. The Backstreet Boys were jacked.
Really? Shit.
The Hanson guys were like...
Handsome.
Lean, yeah.
Yeah. They were, I think, 8, 10, and 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
that I didn't know.
Yeah. All ages.
I just know Mbop.
Yeah. They were adolescents, for sure.
Yeah. What about you?
I feel like I would mentally torture The Rock.
There's no
before
way.
Before he got jacked?
Just roast him, like, bro, you fucking
there
can't
is no
find.
Before he was jacked. You see,
he was probably chubby a little bit.
11, he was huge. He was 6'4", 280.
But just roast him, like, bro, your mom doesn't love you. And just, like, walk away. Like, shit like cool. That. Like, yeah, dog.
Yeah, but you would have fed the fuel that led him to be what he is now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I want to ask everybody tonight who they want to bully.
Okay. Who they could bully or who they
or would have.
To.
Whatever. We're all old as fuck now. But
yeah.
Back in the day.
Some of us more than others.
Right. Somebody from my high school was on Shark Tank, and he got $750,000 for a tattoo moisturizer called Black Rabbit. And I figure if Oliver Zach could do it, then so could fucking I. So I have a couple ideas that I wanted to run by y'all. And we'll settle on one, and I'll actually submit it for the deadline, which is in 8 days, October 1st.
Okay.
The first one is SAG-AFTRA Paneer. So that's the only actors union that pairs well with non.
What?
Like or
and what are you looking for cash-wise for what percentage of your company?
That's going to be $400,000 for 25%.
Nice.
No way.
Nice.
Doxed Martens. Custom boots with celebrities' addresses on them.
It's disgusting.
Just pretty like good. Judge Reinhardt
yeah.
on like a Chelsea boot.
Just do one more. Do your last best one. I get the show going. This
all right,
disgusting.
AstroTurf. Artificial grass that somehow rockets J.K. Rowling to Mars.
Let's get the show started.
Yes!
Introduce them.
You guys know these people from Twitter, from TikTok, and as the hosts of one of my favorite HeadGum shows, Keeping Records, give it up for EJ Marcus and Shelby Wolstein!
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
Oh, hey, thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, guys.
It would be literally insane for you to know me from TikTok. I have 3 videos. If you guys were like, I know her from TikTok, I'd be like, that's nuts.
People do.
Jeff and I... Jeff and I are from the same town, and I went to the all-girls school that was counter to his all-boys school, and he's not lying about preppers. That is true. And their mascot was literally just Big Boy in a suit. Like, it literally is just like a white Big Boy wearing a suit. And our mascot, the Blazers. Makes no sense. I didn't like going back to school.
Why? I literally, I loved it.
No, I didn't like going back to school.
I loved it.
I didn't like going back to school because I went to summer camp. So when I got back to school, I just got to learn about everything everyone did without me. I was like, oh, that's awesome. They were like, I had sex this summer. I was like, I flirted behind a bunk for like 45 minutes and it was sexy.
Oh, that sounds cool. That sounds really cool though.
I mean, I don't remember a single thing I learned in high school. Like I was actually, I think mentally, I was like, I won't learn here. I was like, yeah, right. I dare you to teach me something. And they couldn't. And it led to me being really stupid for a really long time.
No, really?
Literally. And sophomore year of high school, sophomore year of high school, I told my parents that I didn't know what month came after January.
Stop.
And they said, what? And I said, nobody has taken the time to tell me. And it's always written on the board.
Yeah.
So I was like, I never have to know that. And then my mom got so mad at me, was like, I can't believe I raised the stupidest person on the planet.
Stop.
She said that.
Oh my God.
She literally said that. And I was like, no, like I'll learn it. And I locked myself in my bedroom and I learned the most.
Totally.
I guess at this point I'm 15 years old. At 15, I was like, I'm going to know what comes after January, bitch.
Yeah.
I like asked my family to gather to be like, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. And they were kind of like,
whoa,
thank you.
Whoa.
Just so you guys. I learned that. Yeah. Nice. Really impressive. Yeah. I learned that because my siblings' birthdays were April, May, June, July. Easy.
Easy.
You get that.
Easy stuff. That's like simple.
January, February, March, April was all I had to learn because then July to November is Jason and D, Derulo. So it's January, February, March, April, May, June, July, birthdays. Yeah. Jason, Derulo. So I'm sitting there being like,
that's simple. That's really easy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally hear you with like school not being like the most, I don't know, best use of your time at that age. But like, I guess I used it for like really... In a way, I guess I was doing sort of like research on my own. Like you could call it like an independent study.
You could have done that at home.
I could, well, but I'm transgender. So when I was in high school, I was fully, fully, fully closeted. So I was like, you know, other girls, right? As we knew them, other girls were sort of dating boys and doing that kind of stuff. And I was too. I was too, right, for the most part. Yeah. Like, yeah. I was like fully partaking in that in a way, in that I would sort of have like boyfriends. And I would be like, why don't you put on my dress? Why don't you put on my dress? Just like do it. Which is super normal and okay to do. And then I would just sort of like observe them and be like, God, you look good. God, you look good. They'd be like, do you want to make out? I'd be like, whoa, that's not what this is about.
Today's about seeing you in a dress.
Yeah.
Today's about
seeing you, your body specifically, in a dress. And that's, you guys can psychoanalyze that all you want. But that's what school gave me. So I, like, super important stuff.
I just feel like, I don't think, when I was a kid, the things that I was curious about was like, I was taking my Razor scooter and running it over worms and seeing if I could bring them back to life.
yeah.
Insane, but now I know you can't, and they will live for way longer than you think.
Whoa.
Once they're split in half. I think it's because they have like a bunch of stomachs. But
Oh, yeah. And resilience.
But like teenage boys
yeah.
are literally, they're in class for what reason? All they're thinking about is what does my dick feel like in this textbook? Do
literally,
you know what I mean?
Literally.
They're literally like, wait, what would my dick feel like on those curtains? What would my dick feel like? Like, that's all that's going. So it's like, it's not the right time to learn. Right now, I learn stuff on TikTok and I'm like, I'm curious. I'm now Googling. So like, I'm like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And in high school, they taught me things and I said, it is so stupid that you want me to learn that right now.
You fought it. You debated.
I did.
Yeah.
I thought I
that.
I
that's okay.
I believed nothing a teacher said and everything my peers said.
Mm.
Like, I learned in middle school, I learned that you could get pregnant from a hot tub. Someone said, you can get if someone comes in a hot tub, it's the perfect environment for cum to survive 48 hours.
Tepid, yeah.
I said, 100%. That makes total sense to me. I mean, balls are hot.
Sure.
And so I was like, that has to be able to happen. And then I was like, well, people keep saying, like, the Virgin Mary, the Virgin Mary, the Virgin. I was like, if it can happen.
Yeah.
If it can happen, it can happen to me. And so my first pregnancy scare was when I was 12 years old and a virgin.
It because you were...
Because I was in a hot... I went to a hot tub on winter break. Brag.
Okay. Whoa.
Brag.
Really?
You don't think
cool.
I did? I went to a hot tub. Yeah, well, I should have known better. But I went to a hot tub on winter break, and I then didn't get my period for like 3 months, and I was like... I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
And then I had a friend over to talk about it. I was like, listen, we got to talk. I'm going to have a baby. And yeah. she was like, what? I was like, no, I was in that hot tub and whatever, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And we decided I needed to take care of it because I wasn't fit to be a mom. And
oh, get rid of it. Yeah.
That would be taking care of it. Sure. I couldn't bring it even to term.
Totally. Yeah.
This is a pro-life audience. Yeah. I forgot. They're all like, holy shit, she considered abortion. I was 12.
Okay.
They're like, she should have carried.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm seeing the signs.
They're like,
now.
No, are
it's
you
like people
literally
protesting
kidding?
In the back.
They're like, wait,
what?
She would have aborted that baby. She's fucked up. Yeah. She's on me immediately.
Oh my God. They're really like, mad.
Every single one of you was like, yikes, abortions. Yeah. But I was
super
gonna
weird,
get one.
You guys.
If I was pregnant at the time, I would.
Yeah, thank you.
An ally. but I had to get super a ride weird. To urgent care, so I asked for one from my dad.
Sure.
And I was like, I need to go to urgent care.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I don't think they would have performed it. but what did I know? And I went to my dad. I said we need to go to urgent care, and he was like, are you sick? And I was like, no, I just have to go to urgent care. And we went back and forth for a while because he was like, if you're not sick, why are you? And I was like, just trust. And so then my sister was like, she thinks she's pregnant. I'm 12 years old. This is my father. And he was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I could be. Like, who's to sit? Like, I don't know how I would know. And he was like, what are you talking? We go back and forth. We're screaming. I'm flustered. And he goes, who's the father? And I said, it could be anyone. He stormed off. We never talked about it again.
Yeah.
I was like, I got my period like 4 days later, and I was like, and he never needs to know.
Yeah, that's a secret.
Give it up for Shelby and EJ!
Really good.
I was tasked with asking you guys a question after your set, sort of the format of the show, and I wanted to ask it for you guys because, yes, we did basically go to what should have been the same high school, but wasn't. Was there like a teacher you guys liked? And what was one quality about them that changed the course of your life?
Serious Whoa. Question.
Wow. Wow.
I think that's fair to ask.
You first.
Me first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to think.
Oh, my God. To be honest, the first thing that came to mind was I had, like, a lesbian science teacher. Like,
nice.
Like literally, I was
pro-life,
like...
pro-life, anti-gay.
Yeah.
They were like,
they were like, okay, I
science?
Guess that's good.
She shouldn't be teaching science if she doesn't know that a man should be with a woman.
No, yeah, she's lesbian. I just thought that was super cool. I was like, wait, okay, noted for later.
Love that. Love that. Shelby?
Yeah.
I know a little bit about your high school experience.
Oh. Yeah.
His sister went to my high school.
Yeah.
Totally.
You were cool in high school.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike, like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Whoa, really?
Oh my God. First I'm hearing about it.
That makes so much sense. And you hated school?
Yeah, so that's cool. Kind of the whole thing.
Pretty awesome. So cool.
My favorite teacher, I mean, I loved all my teachers, if I'm being honest. That's the only reason I didn't get expelled. There was a thing at my school called Honor Council. Which was a jury of your peers who got to decide if you were in trouble or not.
The police.
Cops.
Otherwise known as the cops.
They had
police.
To run for it, and they had a lifetime appointment all through high school. So you got nominated.
The Supreme Court.
Cops. But they say after you go once, they're like, you will get expelled after your next appearance. And I went 9 times. And the only reason I was never expelled was this guy, Dr. Wonderly King.
There's no way.
Dr. Wonderly?
Yeah, he was my advisor. He was a made-up character, guy.
And he was a magician too.
That was a stage name.
That's awesome.
It would not surprise me. He was awesome. He was so sweet, and he let me stop taking Spanish class and just do the worksheets in his room.
Aww. Nice. Good for Dr. Wonderly.
Well, anyways, so give it up for EJ and Shelby.
I was just saying that it's exciting to be here. It's kind of our first.
Arms crossed. Yeah. Worst HR rep outfit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay. So is this what you meant by roast famous people?
Yes, roasting me.
Dragging me and
Taylor
Swift.
Can I pitch another Shark Tank idea?
Yeah, go ahead. Please.
Jin Diesel. Bottle of liquor with a little rib tank top. Who says no?
Probably Vin. He'll sue you for libel.
Yeah.
And someone else will sue you for the label.
He hates The Rock, so I thought that maybe he would try and like.
Do they know. Really? Beef?
Oh, they have huge beef. And The Rock has, what is it, Dobos?
The Rock has, no, not
Lobos. Tequila. No, it's a different
tequila brand.
Charamana.
That one.
Yeah.
He's definitely trying to one up him in that regard. So I think Jin Diesel.
Yeah.
And if you don't like that.
We don't.
Of course. Then I'll come back with a couple more later.
All right.
I really do. We'll do my homework here.
That's really all
right. Let's get this shit going, because this motherfucker would. All right. This next comedian, he's fucking hilarious. You see him every night on The Late Late Show and Netflix. Make some noise right now for Ian Carmel!
How's everybody doing tonight? You having a good time? Yeah. Immediately see the Portland, Oregon hat. Shout out, dude. Hell yeah. I'm from Portland, Oregon. I went to high school in Portland, Oregon. I fucking loved high school. I loved it. I was a gigantic football player. Everybody liked Sublime, not just me. It was everybody. Now, you can't like Sublime. Liking Sublime is worse than being a pedophile. But back then, everybody liked Sublime. You'd walk into a party and Sublime would be playing. You'd leave a party and Sublime would be playing. You'd get in your car, Sublime would be playing. You get pulled over by the cops, they'd hear Sublime, they'd be like, you're good, dude, don't even need to blow into this thing. Everybody liked Sublime. I fucking loved it. I don't even have a joke about this. I'm just talking about high school. I really did enjoy high school. I loved it. I was just smart enough to get by. I was not actually smart. I was Jeopardy smart, which is different. Some people are real smart. I'm Jeopardy smart. Like, if the president called me and was like, there's a meteor headed to Earth, what are we gonna do? I'd be like, I got you. Tallahassee is the capital of Florida. I was in TAG, though. Was anyone here in TAG, talented and gifted? Yeah. Good, we all were. Everybody was. I felt very special about it at the time, but it turns out everybody was in talented and gifted. Talented and gifted means you're here. Oh, man. I really did. I love high school. You guys ever see, like, pictures going around on Twitter of what school lunches look like in other countries? Where they'll be like, this is Japan, and it's a well-balanced meal. And here it is in France, and there's a béarnaise sauce on haddock. Or what, like, you know. And then they show an American, and it's just, like, microwaved bologna and, like, a ketchup swastika or something like that. I know it's, like, hip to criticize America, you know? You guys are probably younger than me. I know it's in right now to look at the American flag and say, I have some notes. You know, I know that's what we're all doing here. I know that. But American school lunch, that's not where we start, okay? We fucking knocked it out of the park with school lunch. I don't know about those pictures going around on Twitter, but we had chicken fried steak like 3 times a week. Nobody should eat chicken fried steak ever, and we had it 3 times a week. We were rarely served anything that didn't have gravy on it. That's a fucking beautiful dream for a child. I'm sure it was to save money, but we had a thing called Bandidos Quesadillas, which was just several quesadillas. I fucking love that. In France, they're trying to give you, like, spelt and quinoa? Fuck off. That's why you guys aren't good at basketball. I partied a lot in high school, which you can probably tell by how I'm much dumber than all of the privilege I've been afforded should indicate. I loved it. None of us had older siblings, though. How did you guys, anybody, who else partied in high school? Make some noise. Yeah, you, sir, you wearing a Hawaiian shirt tonight. I know you partied in high school, dude. You've been partying since high school. It hasn't stopped. That's my fucking man right there. What's your name, dude? Connor? Your name's Connor? And you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt? What are you doing here right now? They got bars up and down this street, dude. They were all, they'll be open later, he says. Of course they will. Fucking Connor in the Hawaiian shirt. How did you get booze when you were in high school, dude? Older siblings, so you were like, hey, here's 20 bucks, hook it up. We didn't have that set up. We didn't have any older siblings. What we had was, well, we called them beer runs. What we would do was, me and 3 other already pretty drunk friends would walk into a grocery store, secure in the knowledge that the employees of that grocery store weren't allowed to touch you because of ongoing litigation concerning just that method of apprehending wayward youth. So we would walk up and down those aisles as though we were on a Friday at 11 p.m. grocery shopping trip. Just 3 lads out for an evening. And we would fill our grocery cart with various groceries so people wouldn't get suspicious. But we weren't really paying attention, so it would be head of cabbage, Golden Graham cereal, orthopedic inserts, so much beer, beef jerky. And then we would, at one point, just be like, go! And then we would run! We would push the shopping cart out into the parking lot where another friend was waiting in his mother's Subaru Outback, right? Just around the corner from where the cameras were. And we would throw the beer in, and then we would close the back of the hatchback, and then we would push the shopping cart away, and then we would run after it, grab the beef jerky, get back in the car, and then leave. And that's how we did it. And I did that like 7 or 8 times. And this was when I was like 17. When I also didn't believe in white privilege, so. The irony was as thick as the molasses they used on that beef jerky we ate on our ride back to the party. I think they need to do a better job of educating children in high school, myself included, my own generation, every generation. Here's how I... So Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela. I was recently looking into Nelson Mandela. I was reading his Wikipedia page. Cliff Notes, just for everything in life, I guess. I was reading his Wikipedia page. Nelson Mandela spent 30 years of his life in prison. 30 years of his life in prison. And while he was in prison, he dedicated his life to education. He learned Afrikaans, the language of the people who were oppressing the black people in South Africa. He got a law degree while he was there. He nearly went blind, by the way, because he was forced to break rocks in the yard of the prison, like very white chalk, like that kind of, and the light reflecting off it damaged his eyesight. He slept on a straw mat. 30 years he was in prison. He was in prison for 30 years doing that. And when he finally got out, he was elected the first black president in the history of South Africa. That's what he was. And after an amazing tenure as the president of South Africa, where he prevented a massive violent civil war that almost surely was to break out, he stopped it from happening. And after he got out of office, he dedicated the rest of his life to fighting AIDS and poverty, not just in South Africa, not just in Africa, but in the world. That is what Nelson Mandela did with his life. That's Nelson Mandela. And the Mandela effect is when you think the Fruit of the Loom logo had a cornucopia on it, but it did not have a cornucopia. It was just loose fruit. Civil rights hero Nelson Mandela, 30 years of his life in prison, a third of the luckiest people on Earth's life, 30 years, and that's what we fucking named after him? What the fuck? We are fucking dumb as hell. What the fuck? That's like if we were like, look at that guy, he's a regular Martin Luther King Jr. You're like, what do you mean? He has a mustache. What the hell is wrong with it? Now, we call it the Mandela effect because this phenomenon happened when Nelson Mandela was in prison for so long that people assumed he was dead. So when he got out of prison finally, like in the 90s, people were like, wait, no, he died in the 80s. And they were like, no, no, you just forgot he was alive because he was in jail for so long. And they were like, ah, forgetting. That's what I will choose to take away from his sacrifice. You know what I bet Nelson Mandela wishes he could forget? Being in prison for 30 years. Why do we ever ask famous people what they think about anything? When has that ever worked out? We shouldn't do that. Well, Chris Pratt. I'm talking about Chris Pratt. It was a long wind-up, but I want to talk about Chris Pratt. What the fuck were we doing asking him any questions about it? We should ask Chris Pratt one question ever, and it's like, how fun was it to work with Bryce Dallas Howard again? That's it. That's the only question we could ask Chris Pratt. We talked to Chris. We used to love Chris Pratt. You remember that? You were all there. We loved Chris Pratt.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
He was the internet's boyfriend. We loved him. He was on Parks and Rec, and we were like, look at that guy. He's funny, and he's not that hot. He's hot, but he's not that hot. And I like that because that's how I see myself. We loved Chris Pratt. People wanted to fuck him. People wanted to pee him. We loved him. And then we were interested, so we asked questions, and it ruined it because he has dumb opinions, because of course he does. Chris Pratt belongs to a weird, bad church, and of course Chris Pratt does. Look at Chris Pratt. He's one of the biggest movie stars on the planet. And everyone else who looks like Chris Pratt coaches middle school football. I would believe in whatever God they put in front of me if that was my life. He looks like he should be drunk in a grocery store, not on the set of a movie. That's Chris Pratt. Why the fuck did we ask him any question? We did this to ourselves. You know what this is? This is exactly like a few years ago when there was those pictures circulating on Twitter, and it was like a big plastic bin in a factory, and it was full of a big pile of pink slime. It was just a big pile of pink slime. And it was circulating, and people were like, guess what the pink slime is? And we were like, I don't know, some sort of industrial solvent? And they were like, no, it's chicken nuggets! We had to be like, oh. Gross? Gross, yeah, that is gross. Don't fucking show us that! I don't know what I thought chicken nuggets looked like before they got turned into chicken nuggets, but I didn't think good. I didn't think they looked good. You get 20 of them for $4. They come in one of four shapes. Every one of them is one of four shapes. God didn't do that. I knew that. I didn't think chicken nuggets were just like an emotionally well-adjusted chicken on a treadmill. Just like, whenever I die, do whatever you want with me, and you have my blessing. Like, I didn't think that was it. We fucked chicken nuggets for ourselves, and then we fucked Chris Pratt for ourselves. We got to stop doing that. You put your nose in a beehive, you're going to get stung a few times. You know what I mean? Now I got to go. We should stop asking famous people anything ever. You know when we had proper movie stars? In the 80s, because we never asked them their opinions about anything, not even once. Sylvester Stallone, he was huge, and nobody ever asked him anything, not even once. Sylvester Stallone has never had the right opinion in his entire life, never. Look at that guy, look at that face. Look at his face, that is the face of a man who has said some words that we don't say anymore. Nobody has ever asked Sylvester Stallone has had one good opinion ever, and that opinion was, I should make a movie where I fight Mr. T and Hulk Hogan, and he did it. All right, I've been Ian Carmel, and now I'm gonna answer some questions.
Give it up, Ian!
All right, I have a couple of pre-planned questions for you.
All right, great.
All right.
Of course.
The theme is high school, right? Or back to school, not high school. Thank you.
You've inceptioned us to be wrong.
Yeah, I know, right?
Can we keep his mic off?
Yeah, right.
I think it already is.
Turn his vocals down.
I think I'm
down.
Deaf, quite frankly. But
all right, what's the biggest thing you cheated on during school?
The biggest thing I cheated on during
yes.
school? Oh, I'd love to say like a girlfriend, but I didn't.
But she wasn't that big.
I didn't have one of those. I didn't have, no, I was way more embarrassing probably. I cheated on like lots of tests. Oh, you know what it was?
Uh-huh.
It was, I was in like a algebra class that I had no business passing. But the teacher wasn't even a football coach, was just a friend of a football coach. And I had like a 59, and he was like, I got you, dude. And he didn't even give me a C. He gave me a B minus, which
oh,
was
wow.
crazy.
He's going to jail. That's crazy.
Yeah. But I still don't know math.
Last thing, fantasy draft, your favorite, All Fantasy Everything, co-host of All Fantasy Everything, Headgum Podcast.
Thank you.
Three periods in school.
Oh, man.
This
early release,
episode.
Late
yeah.
arrival.
Yeah.
No, I was actually a pretty good student. I really liked, I loved history. I liked AP history because I had this like great union leader, socialist teacher
yeah,
who just
nice.
Like made us read Howard Zinn when we were all like sophomores, and that was really fun. She'd be like, that's bullshit. Here's the real story. And then like,
you got a one on the exam.
I got a one. I did poorly.
Yeah.
I did poorly. But So I love history. I loved English just because mm-hmm. reading is fun. And like answers didn't have to be right. You just had to explain yourself enough. You know what I mean?
Right.
Really you can lie. It. You
yeah,
can't lie
you
in math.
Right.
People could be like, what is this like sonnet about? And yeah. you'd be like, if you explained why you thought it was about the military-industrial complex, which wouldn't come along for 500 more years, you still got points. And,
I'm not wrong. We disagree.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then shout out to lunch, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
A late third round pick.
Yeah.
Lunch.
Yeah, right. Sleeper. Yeah.
Hell
Max
yeah.
Contra.
Well, one more time for Ian Carmel.
Great job.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
And listen to All Fantasy Everything. Watch the Late Late Show. Watch Ian's specials. Yeah. He has so many of them. Very funny guy.
Killed it.
I have another Shark Tank pitch.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Why
I awake sleepless at night?
I got it. Okay, yeah. Let's hear it.
Mammary foam.
Uh-huh.
A mattress that you have to get screened once a year.
I'm worried about you, bro. Like, what?
I'm not doing well.
Yeah.
Financially, emotionally.
Yeah.
That's a nice mom. Remember like those like rom-com movies where the mom was like disheveled but like rich?
Yeah.
She had like a t-shirt on. Like that's the t-shirt of like a nice.
I want to dress like I'm in a Nancy Myers kitchen.
Yeah, right. That's a nice Meryl Streep. Like, you know, it's like.
Something right, really sorry. Does have to give though in my life.
That's really good.
All right, let's give it a
Nancy Myers.
Wait, give me one more. One more idea. One more idea.
One more idea?
Yeah.
Glad you asked.
Mom shirts.
NPR's All Thongs Considered. A radio-based ass show.
I should have capped you at the memory foam one. That was perfect.
Yeah.
The NPR one, All Thongs Considered, was it?
Tom Clancy Feast?
Sorry, what's that?
That's wet cat food for military veterans.
What the
I'm glad we got there. All right, let's keep the show going. You want to see another comic? Yeah,
woo!
Yeah. This next comedian was on Barry. She's all over social media. I live with her. She's my lover, if you can believe it. So treat her with respect. Let's give it up for Avital Ash.
He defamed my character by saying we were lovers. I'm upset. I was brought back to high school with the Sublime Talk. I couldn't be the only one driving around super high, and one of the songs has sirens in it, and every time I was like, oh my God. And it would happen like over and over and over, I guess because that's part of being high. You just don't remember shit. So that was fun. I'll hold it against Sublime forever. My favorite thing is when girls are texting with guys that they like and they say ha-ha to not sound crazy. Like, are you seeing anyone else? Ha-ha. Where does she live? Ha-ha. No, like her exact address. Ha-ha.
I don't love it when a guy says, I want you to come, because like, me too, I'm trying. But I'll still say, I want you to come, when I mean, I want you to go. I'm ready for this to be over. I think about what it was like when I was in high school, and I bet lesbians in high school have it so easy nowadays. That's the end. No, like if I've learned anything from 80s movies, right, it's that to be cool in high school, all a guy had to do was present his fingers and his friends would like sniff them to see that he'd gotten pussy. But as a lesbian, you can just cheat, you know? How can you trust it? I have been watching some gay Roman porn. I just saw two lesbians Caesaring. I'm going to talk to you guys about porn for a while, so I hope that's okay. My sort of educational journey with porn, because it started in middle school and we're going back to school. Okay, so my first brush with pornography was a cartoon drawing of a breast that I saw in a magazine and tore out and hid away like some sort of porn squirrel. And I want to be clear that it wasn't porn. It was just porn to me at the time. And I hid it in this heart-shaped decoupage box, which I assume is what Kurt Cobain sings about. It works better if I say decoupage heart-shaped box, but it's too late, you know? No use crying over spilled cum. I don't know. And then my next brush with porn was a while later. I think I probably squirreled away some more drawings here and there, but my first apartment in LA, my neighbor JD was watching porn so loudly that I could hear it in my apartment. And I just hear at full volume, fuck my ass, it's right below my pussy. Which is how I learned that sometimes porn is just directions. And now that I've had more experience, I usually watch Asian porn, and it's not like a fetish thing. It's just, it's the most creative, you know? Yeah, like I think I really need something sort of off the beaten path to help me beat off my own path, you know? Like it's never American or Dutch or Spanish porn where you'll see like a depressed, naked girls soccer team like listlessly putting around a soccer ball until the saddest looking girl with bangs loses, I guess, and has to get finger banged in the gym. At least I think that's what's happening. I don't know how to play soccer or speak Japanese. But I think finger banging looks the same everywhere. Could be wrong. I don't actually know if they're speaking Japanese because I watch porn on silent. The talking kind of ruins it for me, just like with real sex. Like, I'll only participate in a gangbang if it's silent. You know? I have a thought, but there's one that I'm skipping and I don't want to forget it. You guys really need to know every nuance of this porn journey. Oh yeah, I like, I guess, I like porn that's hard to search for, where you can't just type like DP or cream pie, you'd have to type like schoolgirl pees on metal table while entire classroom watches. Or like, man freezes time and undresses women and then restarts time and women don't know why they're naked. I should have probably just said I like obscure porn so that I would sound like pretentious instead of like a monster. Too late. I've become a bit of a titles enthusiast. I have thoughts on titles. I had to write this one down because it's so long, but I saw one. Daughter swap, colon. Big titted graduating sluts swapping and swallowing there, and then it cut off. It's so long. That's not a good porn title unless the goal is to make you click to find out what they're swapping. Their stepdad's hot cum, I found out. On the other end of the spectrum, my favoritely named pornograph, My Naked Stepsister. Straightforward, to the point, sometimes less is more, you know? And it gives me a sense of safety because I trust that they'll deliver on the promise of the premise. And when all is said and done, I'll have seen someone's naked stepsister. Okay, and then finally, amateur wife is fucking while cuckold husband is watching. I mean, have they ever taken an English class? It should obviously be amateur wife fucks while cuckold husband watches, right? Way more active sentence. Also, what is an amateur wife? Like a fiance? From a marketing standpoint, it just raises too many questions, and a confused mind always says no. You know? If I don't know what you mean, how can I flick my bean? If I'm confused, I can't fucking come, you know? Cool, cool. Any of you get dick pics? Do you get? Have you been? Yeah, yeah. From him. When did you send her your first dick pic? Like the weekend after you met? A week in. Oh, waited for the weekend, not a week dick pic. Was that? Solicited. Oh, you asked. We stand an empowered woman asking for what she needs. I guess I'll just tell you another way that I like to come, aside from, you know, you haven't heard enough. I'm worried. I like having hate sex. I like when I despise the person making me come. It's why I'm so good at masturbating. I'm finished.
We learned so much about you and me in that. That was fun.
Did you love it?
It was great. I loved every second. Who was dying up there? Laughing Marty. Too hard. It was Marty?
Yeah, it was Marty.
Yeah, it sounded like a cat dying. I was a little bit concerned, but I'm happy to hear that it was Marty having fun.
At your expense, it was the stuff about you that he was laughing
I think
at?
So. It was about the DPs of it all. did you guys have any questions, high school questions for Avital? I know a lot, but maybe you guys have something to get to know. Yeah, about, you were cool in high school, right?
I was.
What kind of high school was it? Was this like only Jewish people or was it diverse?
I went to a Jewish school like through ninth grade, and then 10th grade I switched to public school. And I didn't have any friends. I was like friends with older people that were not in high school, which in hindsight is creepy.
Yeah.
But nice. I remember going to a restaurant with my best friend, and when I went to the bathroom, the waiter was like, we were all in love with her in high school. Gabby was like, her? Because I guess I was like cool in that I didn't talk to anyone.
Oh, I
think
see.
It's like the boys I had crushes on were like that. Were like loners and in a corner and hating, you know, just misanthropic.
Me
and
too.
That was my vibe.
Was That's my you? Vibe.
Yeah. Really? Because you did yo-yoing.
Hey, oh, remember Speed Cups back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that random ass fucking... Yeah.
There's, yeah, remember that where you shit? Do like cups, a pyramid, and then you deconstruct them and
what
see how
the
fast
What the fuck was it called? Was it speed cupping?
Yeah, I think it was speed cupping. Stacking.
What a fucking psychopath. Because I remember them coming to the schools and like, testing the shit out on tables. Like, you know, we were all kids like throwing up. We were so excited. And these motherfuckers just like stacking party
stacking
cups.
Yeah, solo cups.
I want to interview that dude. We didn't have him on the fucking next.
What were your extracurriculars? Sorry. If you didn't speed stack, what did you do? If any.
I really did a lot of smoking weed and drinking and just Yeah, I did... love my AP English teacher. Like, we were all in love with him. So I don't know if that's an extracurricular, right?
Thinking about
Loving
your
Mr.
AP
Shinofsky.
English teacher.
Yeah.
Lit or Lang or?
Yeah.
Well, let's get
English
to the bottom
literature,
of it.
That's right.
The cooler one.
This is the cooler one. I feel bad that I made it, that I tried to act like everybody was in love with me in high school. That's not what I meant to say. It was this one guy, and I made him emblematic of my entire high school.
Yeah.
And I feel stupid now.
Amir's pissed the fuck
out. And now you all wish you, if anything, everybody loved the English teacher.
Yeah, that's true.
You still text, like, did you hear about what he did? Or, like, I found him on Instagram.
Yeah, it's true. He's not on Instagram, but I've seen the current crop of high schoolers hashtag his last name, and I found photos of him that way.
They still love
he's
him.
He's still a stud, yeah.
Damn.
I think he's very fit. I remember in 11th grade, he walked into the classroom and all the all the girls were swooning, and I was like, ew. And then I had him as a teacher, and I was like, oh. So it wasn't just, but he was also a fitness instructor, so he was very fit.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And this guy sounds awesome.
He was amazing. He got offers from better schools, but he stayed at public school where he could make the biggest difference, but then he did leave to like a magnet school after I left.
That's awesome. Shout out to, what was his name?
Mr. Shinofsky.
All right, well, I am still here.
Oh, are you?
Any final questions for Avital before we keep this show on the road? Jeff has 9 more stupid ideas to yell at you guys.
Well, so. You talked a lot about porn. Yes. You said that you found it in middle school.
Yeah.
So I had a story.
Oh yeah, the Fleshlight story I was supposed to remind you of.
Is it?
I was told.
Well, there's a lot of Zillennials here, I feel like. Like, I was born in 1997. Same vibe here, 96, 97, 95, 98, 99.
So you guys get it. I'm going to do sort of a call and response. We all ordered a fleshlight and our...
and our
parents intercepted the package and sat us down and had the talk.
So it was
Adam
addressed...
and Eve logo.
Yeah.
Adam and Eve.
In high school?
In high school, sir?
You were this horny? Like, no, I can't. The hand is not doing it. I need.
No, it wasn't. Danny, I smoked pipe tobacco when I was 16. When I was 12, I felt 40.
He was like, I can't. I'm not feeling it enough.
I was like, oh, I want to like.
I need some extra, dog.
What I needed was knowledge. I needed to know what I was going to prepare for.
Did you ever think my parents might intercept this? Did
they said discreet packaging. Uh-huh. Fucking the stock room on the side. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? I come home, I'm like, hey, mom, was there a...
Did my flash light show up by any chance?
Tracking says it was delivered. It's like an Amazon thing. And she's like, we need to have a talk.
what did she say?
You at 14 years old. Like, this is not getting up for fucking making out. Like,
yeah, I was, you know.
What was the talk? How did she open?
You know what? And this is the heartwarming end to it. It was a very good talk. I don't exactly remember the details, but I remember coming away from it being like, that was pretty cool, all things considered.
That's nice.
Wanted did she give you the fleshlight?
Was that?
Did she give you the fleshlight?
No,
after
he returned it.
Yeah,
think.
Your daddy had that shit. Yeah, all right, yeah, I'm going to dispose of this.
I'll get rid of it tomorrow.
Let me get this. This is ridiculous, son.
Taking out the recycling later. That's the box. So
I can't believe you would do this. Bring this in, Ma.
If that's how my dad stood, I would be a much different person.
All right, we got to get this. Get it for Avita.
Give it up, yes.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Two mics. Hell yeah.
Greg Kinnear.
What's that?
Greg Veneer.
Yeah, okay.
So, sort of a varnish, but it's also, you know, the star of the way, way back.
Yes. So Veneer like Greg Kinnear. Got it. Yeah. Anything else?
Namaste.
Namaste.
You were smoking fucking tobacco and like... I'm sorry, dog.
I don't know if I've ever known who I am.
Just dick wasn't hard. I'm 15 and a half. My shit's not getting hard like it needs to. Watching fucking.
I also like talked it up to my classmates. I was like, you guys know what's coming in the mail today.
That's disgusting, dog.
Next day, they were like, how was it? I was like, same boat as you, brother. I had the talk.
But, all right, I'm sorry. We can get this shit going. All right, we're over the last comedian of the night. She is her fucking hilarious. Thank you so much. I appreciate
that. That's right.
Has a podcast here called Enemies. Chicago legend. See her on Netflix. Make some noise right now for Lisa Traeger.
I ran up here like it was Price is Right and I didn't know that I was next. Like, I do feel very flustered for no reason. I do have a piece of paper. I am a pothead. It has ruined my life. We pretend it's like from the earth, it's good, and then it's like, it will make you dumb, and that's that. I feel after 15 years of smoking weed, I just woke up and I was Mr. Bean, and yeah, trying my best. Okay, so, I got really lucky because I threatened to kill my chemistry teacher before school shootings were popular, and I feel really lucky. I just got sent to school therapy, but can you imagine today? So I'm glad that I'm a little older, but Mr. Chung fucking sucked, and he was a sexist, and he had weird little fingernails, like flattened fingernails. What? It seemed like you were turned on by his fingernails. Ew. Okay, good. you're chill. ow. Okay. I am an immigrant. I'm from the former Soviet Union. Yeah, not well. Oh, yeah. She's just from there, too. don't worry. suddenly, it's like the movie True Lies. Okay, that didn't even make sense. I'm a Russian Jew from Ukraine, not to, you know, ruin the mood. But it is what it is. You missed a lot. the people behind you, they might fuck. Okay. You know, my dad was born in 1938, my mom in 1945, just like, whatever. They're old and immigrants, I think you understand. And the most embarrassed I've ever been was in fourth grade. I played the viola, and the night of the concert, the conductor came up to me and said, please don't play, just hold it. And lip-singing the viola for my immigrant family was a low point. It's like so sad. They escaped a war, how sad were they to just watch me hold it? But what a bitch, right? Would I have ruined Blue Jeans Blues that hard? Like, we're fucking fourth grade. So that was disrespectful. Moving on to fifth grade, something bad that I did, I'll have to confess, we did ruin Mr. Michael's life. Because he had purple Converse, we thought he was gay, and we weren't nice about it. And I feel really bad. He also had a vintage Mercedes, but because it was old, we were like, you're poor. And so we ruined this man's life. He broke a clipboard because I had to have a post-it note on my desk, and every time I interrupted him, I had to do a tally. And then after a certain amount, I'd get kicked out. But whatever, I didn't care. So that was a confession. I was homophobic in fifth grade, but only to Mr. Michael. But I wonder where he is. I hope he's still married. So I hope he's doing good. He also had a mole on his face. We were not nice to him. And I feel, me and Jovan, I want to find out what Jovan's up to. We really fucking ruined his life. But fuck him, because during the talent show, we wanted to do a dance to Barbie Girl, and he said it was inappropriate. And it's like, we didn't know that then. Like, and I'm just pissed. So we did something else. Okay, killed Mr. Swim team. Okay, I quit swim team 2 weeks before senior meet because I missed practice to go to Oprah. I got tickets to Oprah, so I think we can understand what that meant. And it wasn't just Oprah. We got snacks at a movie theater to watch Shall We Dance. We got boxed lunches. Then it was Richard Gere, Susan Sarandon, and Jennifer Lopez. So I missed practice. Then the next day he goes, you missed practice. I go, I was at Oprah. Like, what? And he said, you said you'd try to make it. And I said, yeah, I tried. What'd you want me to do, get a private jet? And he said, you know what? I'm sick of your attitude, and so is everyone else. And I said, I'm sick of you. And then I had to quit. And so that's a story. I got into a car, and the only address I remember, it was 420 Surf. That's a cool street. And so I went to my friend's house thinking I was going to get sympathy. Like, I'd be like, oh, my God, I got arrested. It's so sad. But she was midway through an abortion. And I was like, okay, stealing my thunder. But she, like, did the pills at home. So that was, like, a learning lesson, too. You know what I mean? Everyone always, someone's in the middle of an abortion. life's all right. Okay. Something terrible happened to me in second grade. This girl, Jen Reese, eventually she goes, I've just been using you for erasers, because we had like eraser collections, and I was like, heartbroken. So mean. I did meet someone a couple weeks ago that listens to my podcast, and they said something, and I was like, oh my God, that's so wild that you know that. And she goes, yeah, you talk about yourself a lot. And that's been going through my head right now. But I love a theme. Okay, college, nip, but what is, oh. Never mind. I don't want to tell that. Whatever. I got arrested in college, too. And after my friends picked me up, they asked me for gas money. That's mean, right? Like, I just was not raised like that. Like, I've had a hard day. All right. I didn't know you'd be obsessed with that one. I hope I remember it. But, okay, I'm going to... thank you so much. I had so much fun.
What a great high school career. That was...
I dabbled.
Dabbled?
I think I went a little element... I think I spanned a few... all of my educational career. I hope that's okay.
It was perfect.
Thank you.
I feel like you've led 1,000 more lives than me.
You think so?
I was a nobody, a nothing burger in high school.
I don't think I was. I mean, I ate lunch in the library sometimes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you did shit.
I wouldn't even go to the library. Like, that's how little shit I did.
Why? What were you doing? Video games?
Yeah, a lot of video games. Some not even video games. Just staring at the television.
Yeah.
Nothing plugged in at all.
Did you go to the movies?
Occasionally, if my parents wanted, like, you know, somebody else there with them.
Okay.
You and date night? What was the best high school party you went to that you didn't get in trouble for?
I don't know if I partied. On the swim team. Theater party is not good. I'm trying to think. Yeah, when I was a senior, my good friends were already in college, and we had fun parties. Honestly, there's no stories here. I'm sorry. I guess I seemed fun, and I'm not. I really gave a good show, but here I am. I can't remember one party.
Wow.
I remember drinking. I remember drinking with people, but I don't remember big parties.
Do you remember the first time
there was one party I missed, but everyone was watching like the dad's porn. And I don't know if I wanted to do that.
Like his collection or he was in the porn?
No, collection. That one. Yeah. You've done that.
Oh, I was joking. I feel you. I also swam.
Oh, yeah.
Ended theater.
Yeah. Wait, were you a swimmer?
Yeah. Two days?
Yes, it's 2 days. You never see the sun.
6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
That's a lot.
That's two. You're lying.
Well, it was, it doesn't matter, but it was first swim practice in the morning, school till 3:30, second swim practice till 5:30,
yeah.
Theater rehearsal 6 to 9.
Oh my God.
Nobody cares.
Well, I got in trouble because Charlotte's Web, I was in Charlotte's Web as our conferences were happening.
Yeah.
And my swim coach was like, you've got to choose. And I'm like, let me just be in this play. Like, I'm not that good at swimming. I did get a JV record, though.
Whoa, what was it? What?
Hunter Butterfly. It was 118. Jeez. It was
That's
like,
okay. Hard.
That's really
hard. Hunter Butterfly's hard. What about prom? Homecoming, dances, any stories, any
gonna be so
thoughts
tragic.
Or emotions?
It was like... This is horrific. I can't believe this is happening to me. I asked this boy to homecoming, and he said no.
Ooh.
But
to your face, or did he give you a maybe? I'll think
no,
about
no,
it.
No, he said no, which is fine. But then he went with my group of people alone anyways.
Oh.
Wow. I'd rather go stag in a group.
It's like psycho.
Yeah, than that's stand psycho. Next to you in a picture.
Yeah, and I always said, he was one of those people that's like, I'm going to join the military, but then 9/11 happened, and he didn't. And it's like, why don't you just join it? You know what I mean?
Now they need you more
than
ever.
All talk. Exactly. It's just like fake military people are worse than the military. Like,
You had a Camaro on.
You're doing push-ups and thinking you're cool. But whatever. He tried to friend
me
with
it. For no reason. And also, it's all the bad politics of being in the military without any of the valor or self-sacrifice.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have a whole essay about
this.
About
this. I'm at war.
Yeah.
How was the college application process for you? Did you go to college?
Be honest.
What do you mean?
I don't know what he asked. I was going to say be honest regardless of what.
Oh, okay. So I did go to 3 different colleges. So I went to Iowa State, and that wasn't really for me. I was like,
go Cyclones.
Yeah, there was like horses on the campus. I was on the agriculture floor. It was
I was
not...
on the agriculture team.
No, you weren't.
No, I was just saying. Like,
why
it would
do you
be
keep
funny.
Lying?
I'm sorry. That's the only way I know how to talk. Continue. What was the second school, and can I name their mascot? That's all I'm thinking about.
Oh, okay. No, it's not a real school. I went to Columbia College in Chicago, not university.
Art Got school, it. Yeah.
Did someone go to Columbia College?
My friend Amanda Ferry went there.
You went?
Our parents did.
Your parents? How old are you? University or college?
No, college.
And what did you study?
I did TV writing.
That's
TV
cool.
TV writing.
So it's like an artsy community college that's expensive.
Damn.
in downtown Chicago, and I majored in music business. I am tone deaf. And so that was dumb. And then I was like, maybe I'll just be a gym teacher. And so I went to North Park University. I'm Foster and Kedzie in Chicago. Because that's where my gym teacher, Mr. Tate, went. And so I was like, I'll go here. And then it was an evangelical Christian college.
You didn't know until you arrived?
I thought
one.
It was like Loyola, Notre Dame. Like, you could still be normal, but it's like a Christian college of America.
You could still be normal.
No, these people are like, I went in open-minded and left being like, I hate you. Like, they were out of control. Just like, wild, wild Christians. But then I found stand-up, and then I switched to sociology. And
it
that
all
was
worked
chill.
Out. It all
and
worked
then,
out.
And then sociology is fun, you know.
Now you're
what does
it.
Cheating on a test when you're majoring in music business look like? Is it you, like, under the desk, like, hitting a metronome?
Truly, I can't even remember. I can't even tell you
like
what I was there for. It was a blur
yeah.
of a time. I worked at a really cool hair salon, though.
It feels like you got a lot of great life skills during all three tenures. You learned how to cut hair. You learned
not
how
cut hair.
To
I was a receptionist.
Okay.
But I learned how to schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big four. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations.
I
don't
want to end on
job.
That. Like, no, let's my end job on. At
let's
a
end
hair
on. What
like,
was your?
You know, why don't you guys tell me? Why are you? You be
three
vulnerable.
Words to sum up your high school experience.
These people know so much about me. three words. Like sports.
Laugh, love.
three words. I'll say friendships.
Nice. Savage. That's a good one.
This isn't one word, but we have really good bagels.
Yeah.
Friendship bagels.
Friendship bagels.
Yeah.
And you know what? Mr. Ortman, my theater teacher. Yes. I loved
him. Love it.
Yes.
Love Mr. Ortman.
Fuck yeah. I love bagels.
I should leave, yeah?
Yes.
Give it up for Lisa Baker.
Give it up for bagels.
Give it up for Poppy C.
And Mr.
Did you, you went to college, right?
I went to college.
Was it tight for you? No?
I met a lot of great people.
I have a quick question. All right, this is rumor as an athlete that the theater kids was like constantly like fucking.
Like yeah, like every theater party was an orgy.
Yeah,
I heard.
It was like weirdly
yeah.
like real.
Yeah.
Like,
was that you, was it for real? For real?
I was never a part of it.
Damn. He was like in the corner of the orgy, just like with a fucking fleshlight. Like this is
Adam and Eve mobile.
Yeah, I stole this from my mom. It's not what it sounds like.
They don't even know I'm here.
She took it from me.
No, I didn't
first.
Even get the invite. It's me on the quad that Monday, being like, "What'd you guys get up to this weekend?"
You're itchy. You're really itchy.
I was on an improv team of 8 people through college, and so I was. We were kind of like, "Don't fuck each other."
Damn.
Nobody listened.
Yeah.
But not orgies.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's this okay. has been fun, man. I've
been fun.
Job fun?
Do you guys feel like you're back to school? We're going to be doing these every month, right?
Really? What do you think for October, November theme?
Halloween?
Ooh. That's awesome.
Old Hallows Eve.
Spooky. That's really cool.
Give us what do y'all think the next one should be? What do you think?
We put it all on one person.
Do our job for us.
They all yell Thanksgiving in unison. It could be.
Pilgrims and
That's
Thanksgiving
right.
in October. No, I think it'd be fun. Halloween, we all get dressed up.
This is mad problematic.
This is why you weren't invited to the orgies, man. No one wants to dress up.
Thank y'all for coming. This was fun.
Yeah, give it up for
time.
Yourselves.
And until next time, peace.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why
don't
you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the
yeah.
show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead
yeah.
and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's hmm? It's.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.